Well, on Sunday, Germany is holding an election. Right now, Chancellor Angela Merkel rules with her Christian Democratic Party. But the migrant crisis in Europe and Merkel's support for allowing migrants into Germany have led to a contentious election campaign. For more, we're joined by Dr. Thomas Peterson, project leader at the Allensbach Institute for Public Opinion Research. Dr. Peterson, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
And what are the latest polls saying about the election?
It's becoming to be quite interesting because we have a tie between the two big political camps. In our newest numbers, we have the Christian Democrats leading by far over the Social Democrats, and the Liberals, in the European sense of the word, so middle-of-the-road, market-oriented party, relatively strong. So the Christian Democrats and Liberals might get enough votes to govern the country, but it's not quite sure yet.
So it's still not a shoe-in for Angela Merkel?
It looks as if Merkel will stay the chancellor. There are few other possibilities.
What are the other possibilities?
Well, theoretically, it may be possible that all the other parties tie together, the Social Democrats, the Liberals, the Greens, and the Left Party. So in this case, they would be able to form a majority if our polls are right, but it's not likely. The by far most likely outcome is that the Christian Democrats will remain in the government, and the question is only with which coalition partner.
And what have the big issues been throughout this campaign?
Immigration. You may know that 2 years ago we had a huge immigration wave from Arabian countries. Within 1 year, 1 million people entered the country, mostly from the Arabian countries, and that, of course, caused a lot of trouble and uneasiness among the population, and this is still the most discussed subject.
But this is something that Angela Merkel has been in favor of, allowing the migrants to come in. So how is it that she is likely to remain chancellor given that?
Well, all the Democratic parties said that there has to be found a solution. It's not that Merkel and her government really welcomed 1 million people. They simply decided that a few thousand people who were strolling around in Hungary could enter the country, and then hundreds of thousands followed. So no one planned to do this. And there have been times about 2 years ago where the population had the impression that the government was losing control over the situation. But that is over. In the last year, more and more people got the impression that things are under control again. And so Merkel's popularity suffered for a few months, but not in the long run.
There are some smaller parties, aside from the two major parties, including a far-right party called the Alternative for Deutschland, which could be represented in the next parliament. Tell us about them.
They have an interesting history. The party has been founded about 5 years, or 4 or 5 years ago, before the last election, by market liberal professors. And these people were not happy with the way the government dealt with the financial problems within the European Union. And in the last few years, this party has somehow been overtaken by right-wing nationalists. And now it is a right-wing nationalist party, which somehow collects many of the people who feel uneasy with the immigration politics of the government. And so it's likely that they will become about 10% of the votes. So they will most likely be in the next parliament, but they won't have any bigger influence.
As you know, in our election, there was a lot of talk of fake news. There were stories that were circulated on social media that were not true to try to hurt one party or the other. Has that happened? Has fake news and propaganda been a part of this campaign?
It has been part of the campaign, but not to such an extent as I personally would have expected it about a year ago. In some earlier stages, early in this year, there had been some rumors about a girl raped in Berlin by immigrants, and the whole news was invented. And it was probably invented by Russian activists, but that didn't influence the election campaign. And this was months ago, and it was too easy to detect that it was fake news to influence the people deeply.
That's Dr. Thomas Peterson, who is a project leader at the Allensbach Institute for Public Opinion Research in Germany. Dr. Peterson, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.